Rooster, who is now in full-on protect Maddie mode, gets on Little Blackie with Maddie, and he rides Little Blackie basically to death, trying to get medical care for Maddie.
We galloped across the meadow where the smoky duel had lately occurred. My eyes were congested from nausea, and through a tearful haze I saw the dead horses and the bodies of the bandits. The pain in my arm became intense, and I commenced to cry, and the tears were blown back in streams around my cheeks. Despite the load, Blackie held his head high and ran like the wind, perhaps sensing the urgency of the mission. Rooster spurred and whipped him without let. I soon passed away in a faint.
Little Blackie saves her life. And at the end, you know, when he's sort of run into the ground, Maddie says, "His heart burst and mine was broken." You know, there's that line. And I feel like the horse is so closely tied to her father. On a thematic level, it just ties everything together. You know, it's not obvious, but you feel it when you're reading it, which is so great.
There's a bit of melancholy about the whole enterprise, and even though Maddie's quest ended up as she wanted, there was a pretty severe price to pay for her, for Rooster, for LaBeef, and certainly for Little Blackie, her pony. It does create this sense of the consequences of our quests, even as noble as they may be.
I think there is a cost to making the ledger book straight, but that's what she had to pay for having gone into Indian territory, for having taken this on personally.
But she would do it all over again. The price she paid was not for shooting Tom Cheney or ensuring that eventually he was trapped by these circumstances that caused his death. She paid the price for her principles,